Any other areas of research or interest that you have right now that we might want to chat about?
There's a presentation that Dr. Daywood is making, a study that we did together that I think to me is rather interesting. I did a study previously at MD Anderson looking at survival for patients with recurrent breast cancer and showing modest improvements over time. And so we decided to look nationally at this, to look at a big national cohort to see if it was the same, whether survival was improving. So we looked at 15,000 women with metastatic breast cancer at diagnosis through SEER registry. And we did find, as we expected, that there was modest improvements in survival over time. But what was concerning when we looked at it is all the survival benefit was in non-Hispanic white women. So the survival rates for each time cohort got better for white women, but for black women remained completely stagnant. So the median survival stayed at 17 months for black women from like the late 1980s till now, whereas for white women it increased from like 20 to 25 months.
What do you think the explanation is?
I don't know. I mean, we couldn't look at any of the possible causal factors in the database that we had. I mean, we thought that hypothesizing it could be related in differences to access to care, could be lead time bias, rates of insurance, differences in treatment. There are a lot of possibilities.
I wonder, too, about biology. I mean, there's been the issue of, for example, more triple negatives in African American women. What do we know nationally about the types of tumors that these women get?
Right. So African American women do tend to present with more aggressive cancers and more of the basal type cancers. So it's possible, too, that over time, if there are fewer black women with HER2-positive disease or with ER-positive disease, then they can't really benefit from the new therapies like trastuzumab or aromatase inhibitors that we have. So that also could make shifts over time.
It's interesting, though, that even in the white women, you're looking at a median of, what, 25 months, you said?
Yeah.
You know, we talk about breast cancer in the metastatic setting as being, quote, a chronic disease, but you know, dying in 25 months doesn't sound much like a chronic disease.
No, it doesn't, does it?
What about the splay that you see? Is it peaked at, for example, 25 months, or do you see substantial numbers of patients in both directions the other way? People always cite these patients that live for 5 or 10 years with metastatic disease. How often does it really happen?
The 5-year survival rate is still about 20%. So there definitely is a big splay. I mean, there's people who have really aggressive disease. We all know from seeing this in clinic, who die fast, and there's people who live for long periods of time.